We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest in Kansas City soccer coverage from KCSN, featuring No Other Pod with Jimmy Mack and Daniel Kuser. Currently, with Daniel Kuser and Chris Wright, and Soccer Talks with Ali Trost-Martin, KC Sports Network is your new go-to for Kansas City soccer coverage. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. And now, let's get to it.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. It's Thursday, KC Current Podcast Day. Currently with your boys, Christopher Wright. I'm Daniel Kuser. Chris, what's up, man? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. And if you want one reason why you should go watch us on YouTube, Dan's traps are enormous. He's a muscular man. You want to see it?
Nah. Go on YouTube. Not even right. Oh, yes, you're right. I'm a regular Dave Bautista. All right. That's I'm the animal. Nah, bro. It is just hot. So it's tank top season, baby. You bring out the freaking arms because it's hot out. But, you know, wish you wouldn't objectify me so much. How about that?
I'm just trying to pay a compliment, sir. I apologize. I will keep that to myself.
Yeah, you keep that in that dirty mind of yours. Hey, we have nothing good to talk about. Let's just start right there. Absolutely nothing good. But it's soccer, so that's good, I guess. We love soccer. But things are weird now, man. Things are weird in the state of Kansas City Current. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah. Racing Louisville is not exactly a wonderful team, and we lost to them twice in 4 days. So that sucks. Two different competitions, two different losses. I don't know how I feel about it, man. Goalkeeper scenarios all over the place. We're scoring goals, then we're not scoring goals. The inconsistency is worrisome at best.
Yes. I remember when we previewed these games last week, we talked about how Louisville plays and you know, Savannah DeMello, by the way, who is an absolute monster. We talked about her. She was a player to watch, and she made us look good, man. She absolutely dominated the game, dominated the space in the midfield. And Louisville's just a tough team, man. They're mentally tough, they're physically tough, and they make you earn everything.
Well, they had some additions too, man. On every line, it seems, they tried to improve their team, and I think they have improved their team. They are, they got a win in the Challenge Cup against us. They got a win in league play against us, and that's easy pickings for them. That sounds like a good week. Wouldn't you say they went home happy?
And they're in seventh place on the table after the game with the Current. So they're
seven.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we all know the top six get into the playoffs. We are 11th, still sitting heavy there at the holding down that 11th spot. Very strong. Only one underneath us is Chicago. Goal differential is -7, dude.
-7. That is going to be a low-key point as the season progresses, because I think we're going to get some wins. We're going to get some points. But if we're fighting for that sixth and last remaining playoff spot, that goal difference can be a huge factor.
Sure. Now, number of games in a season. Is it 28?
22.
22! Wow. Okay. So we are over a third of the way there. Yes. We're approaching the halfway point. There will be a little break for the Women's World Cup this summer, which maybe is a much comes at a great time for us. We need to, you know, refresh, refuel, retool, revamp, you know, get something going on, because this ain't it. This ain't good. And one of the weirdest things, just us and the San Diego Wave have not drawn a game all year. It's either win or loss with us, man. And on our side, it's more losses than wins. And well, I like the definitive aspect of that, by the way. Like, we don't draw. It's one or the other. So,
yeah, no, that's a fun point. But what's even kind of strange is we lost to Chicago 4-2, right?
Yeah.
That was a bad loss. But we beat the number one team in Gotham 2-0. So,
yeah,
it's weird. And they had their full lineup. It was not, I mean, they had their full squad and we had ours. So it's kind of weird, man. The NWSL could be kind of crazy like that. But as these games go on and we're not getting points, I'm afraid the mountain is just going to get really hard, really high for us.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of games left. Yeah. We know that. So if you're looking at optimism and the mountain, we're still climbing the mountain. Like, mountain's getting bigger, though. Three-game losing streak, though, dude. No, you know, us and Chicago both have a three-game losing streak. So I hope we turn it around before they do.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Little side note, by the way, I watched that, Marissa and I watched that Angel City doc on HBO Max. Little three-episode docuseries. Took about 3 hours. Did it in 2 days. It's okay. I do want to touch on it real quick, though, before we get into the games last week. But have you watched it yet?
I have not. It's okay. On the list.
Good, good. Now, we do, you know, we support the league. We're not just, you know, we're KC Current fans, of course. This is a fan-led podcast. But to see something like this make its way to a big platform like HBO Max, or just Max now, by the way. You know, it's just called Max.
Right.
It's weird.
Download a new app. Like, is
you gotta down. App? Yeah, you gotta download a new app. Everything carries over, though. All the shows you're watching, right, and everything. A lot more stuff too, man. They added a lot of Discovery Channel stuff. So, I'm a BattleBots fan, and that's on Discovery Channel, and that's on HBO now. I think the night after it airs, it is now on Max. So
I don't want to take too much of a detour, but didn't you go to a BattleBots?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
We went to one of the tapings. So I looked up, we were part of the round of 16 of the tournament they were having. So pretty cool. They're in the semifinals this Thursday and the finals. So, but no, it's this documentary. I liked it because it gave the league exposure. It's a very young league. While women's soccer has failed before. And so this is all kind of succeeding, but Angel City's over here acting like, I don't know, kind of acting like they reinvented the game, kind of acting like they're the first ones to do what they're doing. I'm not going to take anything away from their 20,000 attendance record. Like, that's huge. San Diego did like 30, right?
I can't. Yeah, it was upper mid 20s, maybe upper 20s, something like that.
It's insane. Now, I would like to see attendance numbers per capita. I would love that, because I think Kansas City Current's attendance at like 12,000 something, that really stands out if you're talking per capita. But what?
No. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you're
absolutely right. LA County has more people in that county than like eight states combined. So when you take a look at like how many people are there, and I've been, well, I haven't been in the stadium, but I've been at the stadium around
Great
it.
State.
And I know you've been. But there's a lot of the high populated area, obviously. So they should have a high attendance. And I don't want to take away, I haven't seen it, so this is just me going off the top, but I do agree. And I've seen some footage of it, but it does kind of seem like, you know, they're taking a lot of pride in doing something that nobody's ever done before. And there's a lot of teams who probably deserve credit for that.
Yeah, For sure. And the one thing I want to point out real quick, though, is that they when they built their roster, everyone had a no trade clause. Like, they're, yeah. Yeah. So they're like, we're committed to you. We will not trade you. I think at least for the first year. Right.
Right.
They're like, this is the team we're sticking with. And I'm like, geez, that's not really good business, I guess. That's good. That's good people work. That's good people, people person stuff. But like, you think of it from a oh my God, can you imagine if every team did that and they couldn't bolster their roster and like the international or the windows where you can sign new players and transfers and shit, it would suck. It would suck so bad.
That's crazy. I mean, there's the two perspectives, right? Like, you can't make certain additions. You can't trade players. You can't get allocation money. You know, some players won't have the opportunity on your team and you can't send them to another team where they will. But at the same time, it's kind of like, as a player who probably doesn't get paid much money, not have to go relocate, that's probably kind of nice. It makes you wonder if we did that, like, Lynn Williams would still be on this team.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't have Michelle Cooper. Amy Rodriguez would have probably not been traded. We would have not got Haley Mace and Kristen Hamilton. So yeah. A lot of craziness. That's wild that they had that provision in there.
Very weird thing. Very weird thing. And, you know, them and their, like, 19 owners. Casey Curran has, like, 4. And Angel City has, like, you know, something like 17 people. You know, Natalie Portman's big into it. But also, where this doc kind of thrived, like, it was cool for soccer fans, but also they kind of explained it for someone who's on the Max app and they just come across it. They're a casual. They're like, oh, what's this? Oh, maybe I'll give it a shot, because it really dumbs down soccer a little bit for you. They start talking into like how a win is 3 points and a draw is 1 point. And I'm like, don't mansplain points to me. What is this? But I like that. I do like it in the sense that I was annoyed by that, but there might be someone else who maybe didn't know that. They're new to soccer, so they're grabbing someone, and the league is grabbing someone, and Angel City is going to grab those new fans, those new viewers, because their branding's good too, man. Their colors, their jerseys, their atmosphere, their ownership, you know, ex-World Cup stars are part of the investor group and all that, so worth a watch, man. I'm excited for you to give that a viewing.
Yeah, and like you said, man, any exposure to women's soccer, I think, is ultimately a great thing. So I will absolutely not only watch that, but the Australian national team. I need to catch up on that as well.
That's a good one, building up to the World Cup. So that's a must watch before the World Cup. I will say, it had me thinking the whole time, Casey Curran needs a documentary. And I've got ideas. I'm not a documentarian. I don't know camera work. I know acting. I know, like, staging and stuff, blocking. But, like, I feel that ours would be a way better story. Think about it. We lost the team. We lost FC Kansas City because no one supported. It left. What'd we do? We brought it back. Grew the fan base way bigger than it was. Rebranding. Had the fans pick the name. New crest. Jerseys. Ownership. Patrick Mahomes coming on.
Stadium.
Playing in a baseball stadium, playing in a men's stadium, getting your first women's purpose stadium. Like, that's cool and all. You all want to, you know, Angel City wants to talk about how they have this great stadium. No, you don't. You share it with men. Like, that's the coolest thing. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe that's in the works. Casey Curran, people, if you're listening, this should be in the works. And, you know, let's have a conversation. I got ideas.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm not going to chime in anymore, man. You absolutely nailed that, but I love it.
Can't you just see it, though? Can't you just see it? There's so many aspects of it, dude. That's at least 3 episodes. You know, you get the Mahomes on there talking, the Longs talking about everything. You could interview past players. I mean, Amy Rodriguez, anybody.
Yeah. No, I mean, the FCKC team has, like, a ton of national team players or high-quality players that are still in the league, but just with other teams. Oh, Christine Mewis, Shay Groom. I mean, you can go on and on. But yeah.
They had, like, media people on this Angel City doc as well. Casey Curran, you get that documentary going, have us on. We'll have a little chat.
I want to see Danny. I want to see Grace. I want to see, like, their social media work. I want to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff, and they really should. I, man, that'd be Binia, brand new stadium. Who knows who's going to be on the team next year to, you know, help give that exposure.
I know. Maybe it's already a thing. Maybe it's a Paramount Plus thing on the way. You never know.
We don't even know, but hopefully. Hopefully.
Cool. Thanks for taking that ride with me. That was fun. I was looking forward to chatting about that with you. So let's take a quick break, and then let's get into those games here in a minute. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
And we're back, everyone. Thank you. Hey, game time. Want to talk about being big losers?
That's quite the intro into the game.
That's what this is, man. And, you know, let's start that Challenge Cup game because we didn't get a chance to talk about that. It was a Wednesday game. We recorded before the game happened. So we were like, there's a game that happened. Maybe we won. We don't know. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It was too little too late. We dug a little hole, and it was tough to get out of it.
I mean, at first, you got to start by taking a look at the starting lineup, man. It had a bunch of younger players. It gave a lot of, some of the game changers or subs some time to get on the field. You know, Ryland Childers started. Charnay started. Yeah, it was great exposure for a lot of our younger players or players who have not gotten on the field as much.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a little rotation. It wasn't, that rotation got a couple goals, which a non-rotated lineup got zero goals just 3 days later. Cool to see Alexis Spanstra in there. Cool to see Michelle Cooper getting on the board, bro.
We were trying to will that into submission, and it finally happened. That was a beautiful left-footed shot, too.
Assisted by her homie, dude, Spanstra. Yeah. Didn't she say they were good friends?
Yeah. They did, like, the, under 21 or something together. So, yeah, they've traveled and played together. So not only is it cool to see them both on the same team, but giving each other assists in a Challenge Cup. That's got to be pretty cool as a rookie.
Oh, I love it, dude. I mean, it went from, it went from Jenna Weinbrenner to Spanstra to Cooper. And it was just a freaking laser beam, you know, into the top corner, man. It was, I was so excited. I was so happy for her. It wasn't a regular season goal by any means, but it was a goal. And that's confidence. That's what she needed to unlock it and get her to the next level, I feel.
No, absolutely. And when she scored, I felt pretty high. I was like, you know, we're up one, you know, this lineup looks great so far, you know, let's keep it going.
Yeah. 17th minute is when that happened, man. And then just 8 minutes later, DeMello thought she would, you know, have herself a game. It was just feeling good about things and just little, you know, just little mistakes too by us, right? I mean, didn't she kind of, lost my train of thought here. There was a goal called back from being offsides. I was like, thank God, offsides. Well, guess what? Little short goal kick from AD French, which, by the way, a little goalkeeper rotation here. We assumed that might happen. Just intercepts a little goal kick, and Jordan Baggett lays off this ball for Savannah DeMello, who just lofts the ball from the top of the box. Hell of a shot from the top of the box.
You know, she kind of reminds me of, like, that player who is just really competitive, and once, like, you know, somebody scores on you, then that fire just ignites in DeMello, and then she's like, okay, I'm going to take over. It's like a Michael Jordan-esque or a Kobe-esque mentality when it's like, okay, now I'm pissed. And then she just goes off. Kind of what happened.
Was DeMello called offsides? Was she the one called offsides?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, I don't either, because that would have been badass. Like, oh, I'm offsides? All right, let me come right back and do it again. Just absolutely ridiculous. Then 5 minutes later, she, you know, there's a bouncing clearance in the box, and she puts it in the bottom left corner. What is happening? Like, it's just mistakes. We handed that to them. I don't like that, man. I don't like when we beat ourselves. There's nothing satisfying in that. There's nothing like, you can't say, hey, good game. You guys played really well. Because you didn't play well. We handed you these goals. AD French kicks it right to them and paid for it. She deserved that.
And this is a theme that has been going on all year, and we're going to touch on it because we got a couple of fun, you know, a few fun stats to back that up here in a little bit. But yeah, that's exactly what happened. And we have momentary lapses of concentration, and it bites us. We have really good games. We play well. If you're watching the game, you're like, oh, the current was the better team the majority of the game. But then we just have these lapses, and our opponents, to their credit, like almost every game this year, the LA game, we're going to talk about the Racing game after this one for the regular season. They just took advantages of every single opportunity they got, and we didn't. And that's a running theme. We'll get into that later, but you're absolutely correct about this game.
I'm just tired of beating ourselves. I don't like that. I don't like making mistakes like that. I'm certain that they don't either. Dude, they go up 3-1 on us late in the second half. Just high pressure, just pressing us like crazy. And to add insult to injury, chips AD French. Chipped her. That's just I hate that. I hate the chip on the keeper. It's a slap in the face. It makes you feel so stupid.
It's insulting. As a player or
keeper. Though, man. They had a 4-on-2 coming down the field at that moment. And if it's 4-on-2, you absolutely should score. 100 times you should score. Dabinia comes in late, enters the match late, gets the ball at midfield, does Dabinia stuff, and just takes off, just charges down, goes around defenders, boom, one, oh, boom, two, oh, juke number three, and just puts the shot past the goalkeeper. It's just like, she's Thanos. She just puts on the gauntlet and goes, I'll do it myself. You remember that scene, that cut scene at the end of what, the end credit scene at the end of Avengers or something? It says, I'll do it myself. And that's her, dude. Comes in late and is like, I gotta do it. But it was too little too late. 3-2 is how it ends. Sad deal.
And in that game, Louisville had 21 shots to R9. They had 3 shots on goal to R2. So, you know, again, they took advantage of it every opportunity. Their expected goals was 2.4 to our 0.69. And they just, you know, they dominated the possession. So it is what it is, right? It's a heavy rotation in the lineup. It's a Challenge Cup game. We had, what, 3 games and how many days? I can't remember, like 10 days, 11 days or something like that.
Something like that. But that's all right. I mean, you're expected to do that. You're expected to be okay with that.
Yeah. And, you know, Cooper got a goal. Spanisher got some confidence. So all in all, when you're taking a look at it, it was not bad. It's just, you know, you could have done better, and that's where it hurts.
100%, man. The main thing is just starters were rested. that you saw them all on the bench. They were there, but they're on the bench. Good for them. Good for Louisville. But hey, Challenge Cup ain't done. Dude, we have a win and a loss. Don't we have like four games left in the Challenge Cup, or is it two?
I think
it's three per group, isn't it?
Yeah. Or four per group. Sorry, four per group. I think we...
Is it four per group?
Yeah, I think so.
There's only three groups?
I'll check for you right now.
I feel like we had this conversation last time, and that shows that I don't listen. I don't listen to you.
Okay, that's fine. I don't blame you.
What is Jordan just chiming in saying six? That doesn't help it. What are you saying? Six what?
Six games left.
Producer Jordan. Okay, gotcha. Six games. So there are four per group.
Yep.
And they play a total of six games. So there's four games left. There it is.
Yep.
Four games left, right? That's math.
Yep.
That's how that goes.
Thanks, Jordan. Jordan's on the back, in the back doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Mathematics. We're crushing this damn thing. look, that's fine. One win, one loss, no draws. Like, we're still in the cup. It's kind of all deadlocked across our group. So I'm hopeful when it comes to that. I'm hopeful when it comes to league play.
You know, the Current are at the top of the division at the moment. But Racing and Chicago have only played one game. So we've played two. They've played one. There's a chance that Racing could jump us. But nonetheless, obviously we're in it. You know, it's just one game. We'll figure it out, hopefully.
So Racing and Chicago have to play each other. So
right.
Well, that's cool. Dude, if I'm Racing Louisville, I'm pretty excited about the way my team's playing right now. Things are good. You know?
Absolutely. So,
good for them. Moving on to Saturday. Dude, I'm thinking bounce back game. Let's go. Revenge game. Let's F them up. Let's rock and roll. And that is not what happened. It's bad. All due respect to her, the best part of the night was seeing Kristen Hamilton come into the game. That should never be the best part of a game. It should always be like the victory or the goals. Well, neither of those things happened. So best part for me was Kristen Hamilton. Welcome back.
Savannah DeMello, man, again, she's making her case for maybe a late run national team spot. You know, she's playing out of her mind right now. Katarina Macario just announced that she's not going to be there in time for the World Cup. Maybe a spot opens up. I mean, she's more of a forward. But DeMello is making a late run, and she's making it off of us right now. Because she came in, she had a goal and assist. You know, the very soft back pass.
Yeah.
By Soto.
Super soft.
Super soft. Had Miller running at the ball, Mello running at the ball. And Miller did what any keeper should do and just get rid of it. Just get it out, clear the danger. She just happened to clear it right into DeMello's chest, and it went right behind her. And that's how they got a goal.
Terrible. What do we say? We're beating ourselves. That is self-inflicted wound. And it's not okay, man. It's not okay. And at least for the next goal, you can say they beat us on that one. They had, they strung together some good passes. DeMello assisted. She gets a goal and an assist. So you get a brace on Wednesday and a goal and assist on Saturday. Holy shit.
And if you watch that again, when I watched it live, I couldn't tell if it was offsides. I didn't think so. I just thought they hit us on a counter. We didn't get back. But once I started reading some tweets from people who were watching it or did see the replay, it was offsides. It was close, but it was offsides, which goes to show they got a goal off of a bad play by us. We beat ourselves. They had a goal that should have been called offsides. Davis's knee was past our last defender. It was clear to me. I even just watched the replay before this because I wanted to make sure that I was right on that. And it should have been an offsides. I don't know why VAR did not review it. But, these are two goals that, probably shouldn't have happened.
No.
But we put ourselves in that situation for them to probably not happen. And they did.
They did. They did. And I just, dude, well, all goals get checked by VAR.
Right.
I know that. So either they deemed it wasn't close, like wasn't enough to overturn.
Right.
I mean, it's weird, man. I don't know. It's such a, either it's offsides or it isn't. So it's right. Not like there's no in between. It's like when you say in baseball, when they say tie goes to the runner. Nah, there should be no tie. The rule is the runner has to touch the bag before the ball gets there. So if it's a tie, then the runner did not do that. He's out, right?
Yeah.
So I don't understand that tie goes to the runner bullshit. I've never understood that. I umpired baseball for many years, and I was like, I don't get that.
But it just kind of goes back to we put ourselves in that situation. And when you put yourself in that situation, nothing good can come from it.
No. And, dude, they need this week of rest. Finally, no midweek game. They need to bounce back. We get a fun little Friday game. You know, a little Friday soccer. I'm excited about that. It's been a bit. But that moment, dude, when Kristen Hamilton was just getting ready to come on. She hadn't even come on yet. People just see her, you know, getting ready and coming over to check in. The moment she starts walking to check in, that crowd starts swelling. There becomes this swell, and it's getting louder. And at first, I'm like, what is that? Oh, shit. You see Kristen Hamilton coming. People are excited because it's not the game. There ain't a damn thing excited about the game. But she came on, dude. What an ovation. And she was so shocked. I think she posted on socials and was just like, wow, Kansas City, I'm floored. You know, thank you so much. Just probably didn't expect that kind of, you know, reception. So it must feel good to be loved.
You're absolutely right. And I got a few points that I want to talk about. But before we do that, let's kick it over to a quick break.
You're listening to KC Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
You over here kicking into breaks. You throwing me off.
You know, I'm not as good at them as you. You were like karate chopping last week. You had a lot of fun doing them. I'm just like monotone, like, hey, let's just do a break real quick because we got some more to talk about.
I like to center my chi and come back from breaks. Dude, that's all right. Hey, you want to be the break guy, you can.
No, I do not have the charisma and the fun that you do. So.
Well, you can't just go like, yeah, man, Kristen Hamilton subbed into the game. We're going to take a quick break. Whoa!
Hold on. I'm still working on my timing. But you brought up a good point, though, because there's 10,603 people in attendance, which was actually good. It, you know, survived a, you know, non-Alex Morgan. And there was a lot of fans who went to the St. Louis game for Kansas City. Or for Sporting. So they had a really good attendance in my book, but every single one of those people just cheered the second that Hamilton came on.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know if I was surprised that it was good attendance because, you know, Sporting was just down the road in St. Louis, but it just shows there's not a ton of crossover with, I mean, this is where it gets kind of sad. Is this a point of conversation where, like, you know, don't you think, what am I trying to say here? A lot of people that come to KC current games are wearing Sporting stuff. And a lot of those people are men. And I don't want to say that I'm bothered by it, but I want to say, really hope this is your first game and you're planning to go hit the freaking shop, get yourself a shirt, maybe even a hat. I don't know. It's just, I'm speculating too much, right? It could be nothing.
Well, you know, we talked about this off air one time, but when the new stadium is built and there might be a Saturday conflict, right? The Sporting may play the same time as a current just right across the town, right across Kansas City. How would attendance look? Seeing the attendance number on Saturday makes me feel pretty good that we're going to have a really strong attendance in that potential situation. And going back to what you're saying, I see a lot of people in Lawrence wearing Kansas City Current stuff, man. So within 2 years, I just love how much it's spread, women's soccer has spread, because there's gear everywhere. I walk down Mass Street in Lawrence, I'm seeing Current stuff. I go, you know, to the grocery store, people are wearing Current stuff. I don't know why I veered off on this, but it's just really cool.
Bro, when we were at we went to a wrestling event and I had my Casey Current hoodie on, and a lady and her kids stopped me and they were like, "Thank you for supporting Casey Current." And I was like, "What do you mean? Lady, I got a podcast. Don't you know who I am?" No.
Clearly doesn't listen. Clearly doesn't.
Come on. You don't listen? But I was just like, "Oh, absolutely. That same to you." You know?
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata. I don't know. What do you say to that? I found that quote from Kristen Hamilton, by the way. She said about her return, "It was so cool. You could hear different groups of people chanting my name, and I definitely did not expect that. I have so much love for the fans and so much love for this city. I'm so happy and proud to be representing the Current. It was such a good feeling to step back on the field." Not only is she coming back from injury, so she's feeling pretty happy, proud, excited, nervous, you know, all the things. Then she gets that ovation, and it's like, well, damn, people like me. I'm going to cry. You know, I'd be like, shit, you know me? Like,
well,
that's great.
Especially when we've invested in our front line. We got Cooper. We got Mimi Larson. She probably feels kind of lost a little bit on that front line. And then she comes back, that ovation, that's just showing you the qualities, these fans saying, we did not forget about you. We're right there with you. We're happy that you're back. And, you know, we're cheering on the whole way.
There's probably a sense of like, man, I don't want to get on the back burner, dude. I don't want to be backup striker number one. You know, I want to be Kristen Hamilton starting 11. So to work her way back from injury, and I know she'll be itching to get back in the starting 11 some way, somehow.
Yeah, I 100% agree. But one thing I think everybody would have lost their mind is that cross by Dabinia to Michelle Cooper. If she backheeled that thing in, we would have all lost our shit. There's no way about it. Like, that was such a good cross. I mean, unfortunately, the keeper was right there, so it was good placement by the keeper. But had that went in, man, we would have all lost our minds.
Can't believe that happened. Can't believe she attempted to do that. That would have made SportsCenter top 10, no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Hitting it first time like that, you know, kind of backheeling behind your back. I was just like, you cheeky little thumb gun, you. She's just, oh, man, she's just a firecracker to watch, man. She's fun.
The confidence. I mean, she got that goal on what, Wednesday, and she's like, I'm going to have another awesome one.
She's a little bull in a china shop, too. When she gets the ball,
yeah,
she puts her head down and goes, and she just takes off and blowing by people. They don't have the angle. I don't know if you remember in football where when you pull off the line and you go to have a pursuit angle to the runner, you got to pick your angle so you go catch the running back. These people can't get an angle on her. They're not going to get to her. So it's wild. She's just got to rely on taking people on one-on-one at the last possible defender. Just wish she was, you know, wish other people would score too. Like, we need to.
You know, I was asking Vanessa what she thought of the game, because she didn't go. She had an obligation, but she watched it at home. And it's kind of like the theme. We made a lot of mistakes. We're down. But those last 15, 20 minutes, man, we were pouring it on. Dabinia had a look right in front of the keeper. You know, it really felt like we were going to score. But we just couldn't get the ball in the back of the net.
Couldn't do it.
That's kind of, that's the theme.
I don't know. I'm kind of done talking about Racing Louisville whooping our ass, if you are.
Well, one quick stat here. Because I'm a stat guy. I love my numbers. But Kansas City,
man,
Kansas City had 18 shots to Louisville's 15. 6 shots on goal to their 4. We had an expected goal of 2.02. They had an expected goal of 1.86. And the possession was almost even. But the main theme that we talked about, and we talk about every week, we're repeating ourselves because this is what's going on, is we're just not scoring, man. We're having opportunities. We're just not putting the ball in the back of the net. And we are second in the entire league behind Portland with expected goals.
Okay, but we're also conceding 2 goals a game.
Yeah.
On average.
So that's not good enough. And when we're not converting and our opponents are, that's why we're in 11th place.
Well, I'm tired about this too. Like, Izzy Rodriguez is top of the league in expected assists per 90 minutes. That's cool. We expect you to assist, but like, it's not happening. The goals aren't coming. It's getting scary, bro. And I need a big bounce back game this Friday. One other thing you put here, Lowe is the second most fouled at 19 total fouls. I'd say that's easy to do, man. She gets in there, gets her leg in there. So they go to kick the ball. They kick her instead. She's quick and nimble like that.
She's quick. She's nimble. She's feisty. She's not afraid to take contact, and she's not afraid of putting herself in that situation. So yeah, she's the second most fouled player with 19.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks, right, dude? I've fouled my fair share of people before, but that's because I'm like a massive person and I shouldn't even be out there. So when I run in to a woman in co-ed rec soccer and she falls the hell down, like it looks awful. I look like a brute. I'm a brute. And I got called, and then I cursed at the ref and got a yellow card. It was a whole thing because that's low though. She's the smaller person. So she's going to get hit. It's going to happen. I don't know where I'm going with that. I don't know what the point of me saying that was. I know the feeling of these bigger defenders, you know, getting a raw deal.
And I wouldn't be surprised if she was number one on that list by the end of the year, just because she's always around the ball. She's always around the ball, and that's a credit to her. She's not afraid to be in a situation for contact. And I love it. So
yeah, man.
That's all I got with those stats. We kind of touched on those, and I'm done with Louisville. I'm ready to move on.
Good. I'm done. I'm done with them. I don't want to see them again until later on. Like, just poor taste in my mouth. Let's go play a decent Houston team. I mean, kind of decent. I don't know. They've only won 2 games. They're 10th place right above us. So right here is big points, but also big points for them. A win for them could potentially put them in playoff conversation. A win for us brings us tied with them. So it's pretty crucial for us to get these points and not get left behind by them. Because we don't draw. We're not going to draw them. It's just how it is.
You know, we're at the point, too, where, teams who are, ninth through 12th, we're not at the point to where they're must-win games. But when you're playing teams that are on the last, the last 3 or 4 teams in the table, those are games we should be trying to win. Right.
Right.
We can lose to Portland. We can lose to the Rain, but we need to win against the teams who are, the bottom half of the table. Which is this one.
100%, dude. And it's at home. They've won 1 out of their last 5 games. Can you believe that?
And the odd thing is they beat Portland. Again, this is crazy NWSL here, but they lost to San Diego, lost to North Carolina, and then lost to OL Reign. Which North Carolina is kind of a sneaky team, to be honest. I think we played them. Let me check here real quick. I think we played them after Houston. I'm confirming here.
No, I think you're right. They've taken 4 points from their last 5 games. So we've taken 6 from our last 5, but we are on a 3-game skid, little 3-game slide here. So this important team, dude, this important matchup. They got, who do you got players to watch here? Ebony Salmon?
Yep. Maria Sanchez, Ordonez. Those are kind of their big 3 when it comes to scoring goals. But oddly enough, they haven't scored many, and they're not creating a whole lot of opportunities. So I think if you're an NWSL fan, if you're a fan of the Dash, you're expecting more from those players, and they haven't quite lived up to the hype. And then there's another player I didn't have on there, Sophie Schmidt, who's a midfielder who's playing pretty well for Houston. So that might be a player to watch, in the midfield. But they have the players to do it. They just haven't been able to figure it out from the offensive perspective. They just got destroyed by San Diego, I think 3-0 in their last game. So they're gonna come out for revenge as well. And it's gonna be two teams who are probably getting to the point to where they're gonna be desperate to get wins and not fall behind, and they're gonna be battling this Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's gonna be a big battle. And Houston, I don't know, Houston's a bit of a rival. I mean, it's one of our closer geographic rivals, I guess, if I can say that. Chicago is up there as well, but I'd say whenever we play Houston, it's always a very physical matchup. Who the hell's our goalkeeper, dude? Who is it? Because now they're both getting scored on. It's like a coin flip. It's like, all right, let's see who starts. All right, AD, you're in goal.
Well, I mean, what I thought was interesting, and I had in the stats, and I took it off because I felt like my stats were being a little too pessimistic, a little too negative.
You can be negative. This is the time.
But I think France had, I think, the second most goals conceded. And I think, and oddly enough, Alyssa Nayer, national team keeper, had the most goals that was given up, that's been conceded. So I think that really speaks to our back line. Both teams' back lines are not good, and both of them were the last two teams, right? So,
true.
You know, a world-class keeper is, you know, has the most goals scored against her with Alyssa Nayer. So I don't know if that
back line. Who comes in to bolster our back line? Elizabeth Ball's injured, but who else is injured? It's just her, right?
Well, she was questionable, so she may be back this. I don't know if she's back this game, but I could see her being back shortly. Maybe she gets some minutes this game. But she's getting really, really close. So that makes me really happy. I think that's what we need. I mean,
one person can't fix the line, though. Like, is that the problem? Not the main problem?
I think we had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But I think that's a step in the right direction. If we conceded the second most goals per game, getting our veteran center back in there is certainly a good step. It's a step in the right direction. I don't know if, you know, Hannah Glass, I don't think she'll be back until probably after the World Cup break. I don't know if you make a play on a center back, you know, in the transfer window. I don't know, but having Ball back will certainly be a huge benefit. But I don't know if that's this Friday, though. It may not be. We'll see.
May not be. Morgan Gautreaux is training. Full training? Is that right?
Yep, full training, but she will not be back, or she will not be available this week. So
that sucks.
It sucks, but you can see a little bit of light at the end of the injury tunnel.
Yeah, but normally when you're full participant in training, like that, I mean, I don't know. Who am I? I'm not a coach. I don't know shit. I was just saying, it's usually optimistic. You're like, oh, they trained all week, so they are available. Put them on the bench this weekend, you know?
Yeah.
But that's all right. Hey, you know, Coach Hublum is letting us know it's not happening.
I'm glad she did, though, because she's a player that, you know, a world-class player, really good when she's healthy, that I think can come in and contribute right away. I'm glad she tempered that expectation, because if not, I'd kind of have that in the back of my mind, and she kind of let me know ahead of time it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no doubt. What do you mean she'll let you know ahead of time? Where do you talk to her?
No, I got her on the line. We text.
I mean, I know you big leagued me and went to the press box last weekend, had a good time. Did they feed you up there? Did you get food?
They did. They had some food. They had some pasta, some salad. They had some meat options, but obviously that's not me. And they had some cookie pie stuff. It was really good. I had a couple. I made sure there was enough for everybody else. Then I went back and got second.
God, cookies. Were there any eggs or milk in the cookies? Probably.
I imagine.
Probably. That's all right.
But
just curious. I like my sweets. I'm trying to cut down on sweets lately, buddy. It's I've gotten out of control and I'm getting older, so I'm like, what makes arthritis inflammatory? And what are good foods that keep the inflammation down? That's where I'm at in life. It's the worst.
That does not sound like fun. I do not envy that.
Who knew that eating affects like inflammation in your freaking joints? Not me.
All you young listeners out there, enjoy it while you can.
Oh my gosh.
Enjoy it while you can.
Just a year ago, I was balling with you out on the field, man. Just a year ago, we were getting after it. But now it's like, I'm out. I'm done deal. So I'm going to keep working on these traps and call it a day.
I will always cherish those moments where you did some back heels, pushed some people, you know, pushed me. I'm definitely miss you out there.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
I will not, sir. I will not.
Never. Well, do you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right. I feel this is a big bounce back, dude. We're going to see Friday who this team is. If they come out strong, that's great personality of this club and how they want to fight and claw for everything. If they come out and look sluggish, I'm very concerned after the way last week ended. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, we play so well. We play really well, and then we have a momentary lapse of concentration by somebody on the team, whether it's a keeper, whether it's somebody on our back line, and then we pay for it. All the teams that we're playing have two goals on three shots on goal, or, you know, they're finishing their opportunities. We are not. A part of me thinks that the law of averages will even out and we'll start scoring these goals, but we need to have that happen sooner than later.
I assume training all week was filled with practicing goal kicks and back passes. So if you perfect those, I think we're off to a good start.
Right.
Anyways, folks, thank you so much. Another week in the books. We appreciate you. Feel free to... Wow, dude, we had a lot of emails on the sporting side, by the way, that like, I'm talking like 7 emails last week. About the team and telling us we do well. People saying Dan's great, even though I don't agree with them all the time, you know, stuff like that. Just very nice things people are saying. If you guys want to email us, it's nootherpod@gmail.com. We'll always try to address those on the air and give you your props. Ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, please hit us up with that 5 stars. If you want to follow us on Twitter, @nootherpod, @DanKuser, @ChrisWright21. And I guess we'll come back and do it again next week, and hopefully with some winning energy. So for Chris, I'm Daniel. We'll talk to you later. Love you so much.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all 6 of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.